remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes, our prayer shall be.
Listeners, great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from Radio Biafra here in London. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, your regular host and director of Radio Biafra, and I have with me this evening Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. Unfortunately, Carol Monday is indisposed today, and we had hoped to be joined also by Wanda Manachopra, but also she's been tied up. She's got some assignments she needs to finish because she's a lecturer at a college here in London. And very shortly, we hope also to be joined by Barrister Emma Mezu. We are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night to some people, wherever you are on this planet, because this is Radio Biafra, received in every continent of the world, received in every country where you have Biafrans. It is our privilege, it is our honor to be serving you this evening as your humble servants. We are here to unify the force against the corrupt edifice called Nigeria. We are here to make sure that we accomplish the only singular task upon which we breathe every blessed day. The only reason why we exist is to get Biafra in truth and honesty. We are welcoming you this evening from wherever you are. You know the normal drill, you know what to do. Please, 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 please go to the website on the top right-hand corner. You will see what to do. You will see our telephone number there. You will also be able to see how you can join this interactive session round about 7:30 this evening. You can always call us. The number is regular. It never, ever changes. It is the same all the time. You know the number to call. Please do so. We also can take your calls via Skype. The number to call on Skype, not a number to call, but obviously all you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to Skype. That way you should be able to get us. I keep forgetting to remind everyone that we are also on Twitter, and the Twitter handle for Radio Biafra, every information as is happening, we break the news before any other news media does in the whole of Nigeria. What we suggest you do every morning is, please, if you subscribe to Radio Biafra Twitter feed, all you need to do is to add at Radio Biafra Live. I repeat, at Radio Biafra Live. That way you should be able to receive Radio Biafra regular news feed and updates all the time. We keep asking people to please join us on the Facebook page. The Facebook page is important. Please join us there. We are growing exponentially. We are hoping that by the time this program is finished this evening, we would have attained at least 40,000 members, 40,000 followers on Facebook. It is critical that we keep adding our friends, and we don't forget. Today has been very slow, I've been told. I've been reminded that today people stopped adding, they didn't stop adding for some inexplicable reason. There were not a number of people being added today as we had expected. We want to make 1 million people. We cannot have 1 million man march in the Western world, all across the world, where things are working properly, if we cannot muster 1 million members on Facebook. We want to be able to set that record. Currently, we are the largest grouping on Facebook, but we want to continue relentlessly until we accomplish our task, because this is Radio Biafra. Anything we tell you we're going to do, that is exactly what we are going to do. If you want lies, please go to NTA. If you want to be told half-truths, please go to Nigerian newspapers at Radio Biafra. We say it the way it is, because we know that the only thing that can rescue us from the bondage we're in Nigeria is truth and honesty. And upon those twin pillars, those two cardinal principles, do we stand. We are not relenting, we are not retreating. submitting, we are not surrendering. Everything about us is Biafra, nothing more, nothing less. We have said it before, we continue to say it. It is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. There is no retreat, there is no third way, there is no negotiation, there is no third option. What we want is a free and independent Biafra. Free from the contamination, from the blemish, from the corrupting influence of Nigeria, and from the diseased nature of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We're welcoming you. This is Radio Biafra this evening. Before I proceed any further, I will go to both Barrister Emam Mezu and Dr. Egemba to please say hello to you. But before I do so, I want you to take down this telephone number, please. It's important should you wish to join us this evening for the live interactive session where you can stay in Russia and say something and somebody in Cape Verde will hear you. Where you say something in Johannesburg, somebody in Ontario, Canada will be able to hear you. This is the only place on this planet where you have the freedom to speak your mind freely wherever you are on this planet. This is Radio Biafra. The number to take down is +44 78 31 30 8376. I'll repeat that number, +44, which is a UK code, 78 31 30 8376. We'll now go to Dr. Egemba. Are you there? Hello? Is that Barrister Emam Mezu? Hello?
Egemba here.
Yes, please, Doctor, go ahead and say hello to our wonderful listeners, please. Let's proceed.
Hello, fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you to another edition of our interactive program. Thank you very much for your time. Keep listening to Radio Biafra. Thank
wonderful,
you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Do we have Barrister Emam Mezu?
That's correct, Director.
Please go ahead and say hello to our wonderful listeners.
Good evening, our listeners, fellow Biafrans, well wishers. Those who have the interests of Biafrans at heart, we are here again, as we promised yesterday, to be with you and interact with you. We welcome you on today's program and hope you'll be with us and support us.
Thank you very, very much. That's Barrister Emam Mezu and also Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. They are here to help me guide you through what we have to bring to you today. This is Radio Biafra, where we speak the truth regardless of what the consequences may be, regardless of the kidnapping, regardless of the detention, regardless of the torture, regardless of the humiliation. Here we speak the truth because we know that Biafra can only be gotten when we speak the truth. Our ancestors said it. Eziokubundu. If you want lies, please switch off now because this is Radio Biafra. You will hear it as it is happening. We welcome your views, we welcome your opinions, your criticism. Anything that can make us get Biafra is why we are here this evening. Our main headline today is that the deputy governor of Imo State attended a meeting and decided to share 500,000, half a million to angry youths in Imo State who are looking for work. Rather than them receiving the money, or rather than the intention going according to the plan that they made, everything descended into a fracas. There were scenes of pandemonium, which we'll bring you the details later. Instead of them to provide jobs for our youths, we have transformed Biafra land, we have transformed Igbo land to exactly what is happening in Hausa, Fulani, northern Nigeria, where you go and share money to people. This is not our way of life. We want you to show us how to fish, not to give us fish all the time. This type of behavior is what is fueling thuggery and criminality. We'll be going into it in a very short detail, that the abomination that is Imo State governance, the administration in Imo State, has once again descended to a very new low by seeking to bribe angry youths who are complaining about lack of employment in Imo State. We are also bringing information this evening that the South-South is vying for the presidency, not vice presidency, come 2015, because their person is there, good Lord Jonathan. They want to continue to enjoy the benefit of the presidency of Nigeria. We'll be asking ourselves this evening, are we going to wait for these people or are we moving full steam ahead? Remember that this is Radio Biafra. We do what you ask us to do. This is your radio station. Anything you decide is what we're going to do. They are telling us this time around that they want to go for the presidency, not the vice presidency. We don't discuss Nigerian policy, but as we said previously, anything that impacts on the welfare and well-being of Biafrans, we categorically report on this platform. We are also reporting this evening that at University of Uyo, this is what happens in a zoo, 4 students were killed. at Uyo, University of Uyo, four students were shot dead in Akwa Ibom State. This is what happens all the time. No day goes by in Nigeria without one abominable incident or another affecting the lives of ordinary innocent people. When people ask you, why do you want to leave Nigeria, ask them to go to www.radiobiafra.co to get all the facts and figures regarding how dogs are eating dogs in that zoo, regarding how lives are being wasted, regarding how people are being humiliated and degraded. That is why we don't want to be a part of it, because all we need is Biafra. There is no other thing for us to do apart from this. These are our headlines. We'll go to bring you the news very briefly in detail, so that we can go and take as much of your calls this evening as possible. We want to accommodate your views. We want to accommodate your opinion. We want to plan ahead, forge ahead on how we are going to get Biafra. This is an open platform where you can contribute your views and ideas without molestation, without fear, without hesitation, because anything you tell us that is of any palpable interest will be taken on board and utilized. The face-mending gestures of Imo State government. This is the, we're not bringing the news in detail. The face-mending gestures of Imo State government towards youths in the state, however, turned sour at the weekend, as a handsome largesse is made available to them after an interactive session with the state's deputy governor, Prince Eze Madumere, erupted into confusion and disagreement. Following complaints from youth groups in the state that they were not considered in the scheme of things by the present administration of Richard Okorocha, a meeting was arranged between the leadership of the various youth organizations and the state government at the government house. At the end of the interactive session, where the deputy governor presided and presented the interest of the state, a mutual accord and understanding was reached where Prince Madumere assured the youths of Governor Okorocha's unflinching support in all their endeavors and unflinching commitment to respond to their complaints. However, things turned sour when a huge sum of money was made available to the youths who visited. As the PR money, as they call it, that's what they call it, public relations money, when they begin to share money meant for meaningful development, meant to cover their transport fare, caused serious disaffection. The amount, said to be $500,000, caused uproar among the youths due to disagreement over modalities for sharing it. The modalities for sharing almost led to fistcuffs and free-for-all fights when one of the youth leaders introduced a sharing measure that was vehemently rejected. Abusive languages and violent threats sprung up before the youths dispersed their various wills. Meanwhile, the leadership of the Imo State Assembly has commended the Deputy Governor, Prince Madumere, for the wonderful initiative of holding a recent interactive session with youths in the state. This is what we are now facing where we come from. I was a youth when Mpsa Mumbakwe was the governor of Imo State. At no time did he have this type of meeting. What Sam Mumbakwe did was to provide work and industries across the 21 local government areas then of Imo State. What we are faced with these days are a bunch of lunatics in office, in power, who do not understand how to govern. Instead of them repairing or rehabilitating all the industries in Imo State, including Ezinachi Clay Factory, they have now adopted hook, line, and sinker, the Hausa way of doing things, the Rankadede way of doing things, by you bringing your complaints to them and them giving you a cup of tea in the night. This is what we have been reduced to, because we are in one Nigeria. As we said previously, if you remain that is what happens if you stay in a country where their value system is intrinsically opposed to yours. You adopt their evil, wicked, foreign ways. That is what is happening. We are now more or less a Hausa emirate in Imo State, treating people the way Hausas treat poor people in the north. We are also bringing you this evening, let us leave the news about Goodluck Jonathan and running for 2015. We are fed up of that. And we don't even think it's too important. The Southsiders can do whatever they want, or you can debate it when we start taking your calls this evening. There are confirmed reports from citizens that three students of the University of Uyo have been killed as a result of a protest. On Saturday, gone on the 8th of June, 12 people were killed in Onitsha. Now, 3 people have been shot in another part of Biafra, Uyo. The report has it that the students of the institution took to the streets to demand reduction in the recently increased school fees for the world to understand that this is what is happening in the zoo called Nigeria. Why are they increasing school fees when parents are not even in employment? Why are they increasing school fees when there are not commensurate rise in salary and wages to compensate for the increase or to allow parents to meet the hike in school fees? This is what is happening in the zoo called Nigeria. And this is a country that goes to the EU and collects money and grants to fund education. They go to UNESCO, they collect money. They go to the United States, they collect money. They go to various foundations all across the world to take charitable handouts from other organizations. Yet they come back home and all they can do is to increase fees after fees, impoverishing families even the more, making life almost intolerable for law-abiding citizens. The report has it that the students of the institution took to the streets to demand reduction in the recently increased school fees and the rejection of the compulsory payment of 200 naira for the school bus to engineering campus, hence the school's property were set ablaze. The vice chancellor's office were among the blocks that were gutted by fire, and some students were among the dead as the police were called in as usual. These are Hausa policemen, these are Fulani policemen, these are people from Niger Republic, from Chad, from the northeastern part of Cameroon, who only speak Hausa language. They don't understand English. All they know is to shoot and to stop firing. They went there to a university and they shot dead 3 students who were protesting legitimately. We compare this to what happens anytime there is a G8 meeting. When coalition upon coalition will gather or descend in a place and carry out organized protest and riot, nothing happens. There is no loss of life. The G8 summit is coming up at Enniskillen in Northern Ireland very shortly. There, people will go to protest. It may even turn violent, but there will be no reported casualties. But in Nigeria, once there is a problem, instead of them to ask themselves, how do we make life unbearable for students, what they do is to descend by force to kill everything in sight. These are our headlines this evening. I will go to Dr. Egemba to please give us his understanding, his summary, a resume, a précis of what he understood by the headlines represented this evening and the news, please. Doctor?
Yes, Nanda. Thank you very much for that detailed breakdown of the news. As always, he's done a very great job there. And let me start with the one that is close to him, in Sharon.
Doctor, I don't know what is happening. Your connection is not secure. It is not clear. We cannot hear you clearly. What is happening? Please do not use hands-free set. Continue, please.
Can you hear me talking now?
It is a bit better, but it is still not stable.
Okay.
You are breaking. We can't get you clearly. You are breaking up. Let us see if Mamezu is there. Is Barrister Mamezu still with us? I don't think so. I don't think Barrister Mamezu is with us. We must proceed this evening because on this day, the 13th of June in the year of our Lord 2013, this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from London. Please, you know the number to call should you wish to get hold of us. The number remains the same. And also, should you wish to speak to us via Skype, you are more than welcome to do so. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra onto your Skype list. You should be able to join us. Or alternatively, you can call +44 78 31 30 8376. Let's see if Dr. Egemba's line is now more stable. Doctor, can you hear me? Dr. Egemba, can you hear me? No, I don't think he can. We'll go to revisit our headlines this evening. Our headline this evening is that the Deputy Governor of Imo State, Mr. Prince Eze Madumere, shared out 500,000 naira to youths that visited him. They call it PR money. And that money was shared amongst the youths who are complaining about lack of employment, who are complaining about how difficult life is. What they did is to give money to them. They did not do anything at all to try to provide meaningful employment for these youths. They are not doing anything to make infrastructural development the centerpiece of the growth of the economy in Imo State. What they have done is to share money as usual, and there was a fracas. Fight broke out between the youths that attended, and the whole thing descended into chaos. This is what we are witnessing. This is a situation whereby Imo State have descended into the way things are being done in the north. They are doing things the way the Hausa Fulani people do it, which is to sit around and share money rather than looking at investments. This was not what happened when Sam Mbakwe was in charge of Imo State. This never happened when other well eminent people, including Dr. Michael Okpara, was in charge of Eastern Nigeria. Today, this is what we are witnessing. We would like to take your calls on this very issue. And please, 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 when you call Radio Biafra, you turn off your system. We are reminding you once again this evening that we need as many people as possible on our Facebook page. We need as many people as possible on the Facebook page because we have to grow to be at least a minimum of 1 million followers on Facebook before we can attempt to go out to the world and say to them, we want to conduct a 1 million man match. These things are crucial because the message we are propagating, the news about Biafra, the information about Biafra must continue to be spread far and wide. It must continue to be spread far and wide. So please, if you want to contribute to any of our programs, do not hesitate to call this number. And for those of you who have not joined us on Facebook, we are asking you to do so. You don't only join us, also bring your friends with you. What you need to do on a daily basis is to, when you wake up in the morning, you ask yourself, what am I going to do for Biafra today? In the evening before you sleep, you ask yourself, what have I done for Biafra today? That is very, very critical because that is the only way, that is the only way we can begin to make progress in this struggle, because Biafra is for everybody, not just for the few. If you're joining us for the very first time, that this is Radio Biafra, you can get us via www.radiobiafra.co or www.biliehumanrights.org. We are also reminding people that the court case is coming up. The court case is coming up on the 25th of this month. We, the Biafrans, are in court with Nigeria. We are seeking to enforce our judicial rights as a people to seek independence from Nigeria. We are using the statute, the precedent set by the United Nations on the Charter for the Rights of the Indigenous People, to argue convincingly in a court of law in Nigeria that we have the inalienable right to be free from Nigeria because we existed before Nigeria came into being. Please, if you have any contrary opinion, you are more than welcome, of course, to put that across to us. But this is Radio Biafra. If this is your very first time of joining us and you are not following what we are doing, please go to our website, www.radiobiafra.co, to be able to follow what we are doing. If you call us on Skype, please please reduce the volume of the appliance or the equipment that you're listening with. That should make life a lot more easier for us. That should make things far more palatable for our listeners to be able to understand what you're saying. Because if we keep getting interference from the background noise, it does affect the quality of our programming. And once again, we are bringing you headlines this evening that the Deputy Governor of Imo State, Prince Eze Madumere, has engaged in the Hausa habit of sharing money to people rather than providing employment. We are also reporting this evening that three students have been shot dead at University of Uyo when they were protesting about the hike in school fees and the fact that they are also increasing their bus fares, especially for those of them attending lectures at the engineering department. Please, if you want to get hold of Radio Biafra, you know what to do. Our number remains the same. It doesn't change. It's still the same number all the time. Normally, we'll start to take your calls around 7:30, but we'll welcome your calls immediately if you have anything to say. But please do not forget that the need for the 10-man committee or more in every place is still crucial. It is still necessary, and we want people to understand that. Let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name, please, and where you are.
Solomon from Nigeria. Lagos, Nigeria.
Solomon from Lagos, Nigeria. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay. I really appreciate the work you have done, and I'm happy to be able to, you know, to join you this evening. And since I've been trying, to help people on Facebook, it's already been very hard for me, but I don't really know, maybe you can make it feel like so I don't know. So that's why I try to know if there's any how, direct me on how to do that more easier.
Yes, but the thing is, are you already on Facebook? Are you one of us on Facebook already?
Yes, I am.
Go on Facebook and write a message and say, ask people to show you how to add your friends. They should be able to come to your rescue. Because we need as many people as possible on the Facebook page. We must continue to add people to that very group because we want our numbers to get up to 1 million. We are not joking about it. We want our numbers to get up to 1 million. That is critical. Please. So if you go there on the Facebook page and put a request to say, please tell me how I can add people, that will be done for you. You will see people who will volunteer to do that for you. We have admins on standby to be able to take up that very task. So wherever you are, even yourself in Lagos, we ask you to please, please, please continue to spread the message, continue to spread the good news about Radio Biafra and what we are doing to accomplish Biafra. Thank you very much and God bless you.
All right, it's my pleasure. It's really my duty and I do that.
Thank you very much. Yes, we have a caller on Skype. Please, when you call us on Skype and we put you on hold, you stay where you are. Please don't go away. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, the caller on Skype, your name and where you are.
Olivier, Mr. Pastor. You go from Thailand.
Pastor Levy from Thailand, please raise your voice a bit. It's very low here.
Pastor Levy from Thailand is speaking.
Go ahead and turn your system down. Go ahead, the world is listening.
My system is really off indeed. I'm annoyed when I read the news about the governor giving the emojis. That's where I wanted to comment this evening. Giving them money instead of giving them good job. There was a man of God in Lagos, T.P. Joshua, who said, even on Wednesday, that it's better to create job opportunity for Nigerians to people than giving them money. What is money for? I don't know whether that money that was given to them is for them to buy a account for them or what, by telling them it's for transport fare. I think maybe they want to use that money to buy them gun for 2015 general election in Nigeria.
Possibly.
It's not only that money for transport fare. What is that one for? In fact, I get annoyed when I see the news. A deputy governor is giving youths money, cash, instead of giving them good job. It didn't provoke me. Although God will give us Biafra very soon. I'm seeing it working out by God's grace. I just want to comment on that.
Thank you very much.
Let other people just do what to do. The youths, I'm advising them not to collect money from any individual who's in that emo state. Let them look for job for them. Like you really commented on so many factories built by Mbakwe during Mbakwe regime. So most of them are closed down today. But if you say that some of the factories are open today, I think the Imo youth would never be on the street. Here in Thailand, I see many Imo youth here doing nothing. I'm trying my best to send them back home. But if they go, what are they to do at home? That is our problem. Or would they go tomorrow and be armed robbers in the street? It pained me when I had this news. I'm not happy about that. The government will have to look into this kind of matter. God bless you, sir.
Thank you very
much. Bless all the listeners.
Thank you. But before you go, what is happening to Thailand in terms of...
Very soon, you know, our people always say that...
Yes.
That's where I am.
Okay.
If you can ask for my church here, you can know what I'm talking about. I don't believe in making noise.
That's good.
I don't believe it, but I believe in action.
Yes.
When the action comes, you people will know that we have their friends in Thailand. It's not a joke.
But are you people moving forward? Are you moving forward in terms of getting the group together in Thailand?
I'm just telling you that
Okay.
Take it from me. Okay. If Malaysia can do it, what is Thailand?
Okay.
If other countries in the world can do it, what is Thailand?
Okay.
It's a day job, sir.
Wonderful. We are grateful. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very, very much. That is Pastor Levi calling from Thailand, saying that very soon we'll be able to hear about the state of preparedness of our brothers in Thailand and our sisters as well in Thailand. But we have a lot of people who are in jail, and we don't want that to continue. A lot of our people are in prison all over the world due to lack of employment, and we are reporting this evening what lack of employment does. We have a headline here that says that gunmen kill phone accessories dealer in Onitsha. Gunmen suspected to be armed robbers on Tuesday night shot and killed a businessman based at Mpo, Idemili North local government area of Anambra State, near the commercial city of Onitsha. The incident, according to eyewitnesses, occurred at about 8:30 p.m. when the bandits allegedly stormed the phone accessory shop at the popular Mpo Junction by Obosi Road. According to the source, on arrival at the shop, the robbers discovered that the iron rod protector at the victim's shop was locked, while the victim and his sales girls were inside rounding up their business for the day. It was gathered that the robbers allegedly ordered him to open the iron protector to enable them to gain entrance into the shop or have himself to blame. It was further gathered that while the victim was still looking for an escape route, the men of the underworld, numbering about six, and who were said to have operated on three motorcycles, started shooting indiscriminately into the air, ostensibly to scare away people, and this also enabled them to hack the iron rod protector and allegedly pumped bullets into the victim's body before cutting away with unspecified sum of money from the shop. It is incredible. Sources said that the sound of their gun caused stampede at Mpo Junction, the scene of the incident, which served as a mini market, even as petty traders abandoned their wares and fled the scene. Some courageous passers-by rushed the victim to a nearby hospital, where he was said to have died on the way before getting to the hospital. This is what is happening where we come from. Due to unemployment, due to joblessness, this is what our youths are resorting to. To armed robbery. They have no jobs. This leads us very kindly to what a volunteer for Radio Biafra, Mr. Berenwosu, commented on Radio Biafra Facebook page, that perhaps it is high time that Radio Biafra will begin to talk about the possibility of making it possible for employment to be created back home, so that our youths will be meaningfully engaged in one type of work or skill or the other. There is chronic unemployment. There are no jobs to take on the creativity within these youths. That is why they are resorting to armed robbery, and this is the consequence of it. Where they are getting guns from, only God knows. Let's go and see if the line to Dr. Gemba has been repaired. Doctor, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear now.
That is a lot better. Please go ahead.
Yes, honestly, I am very, very distraught. I am very, very angry about what the Imo State government is doing. You see, what they are doing is out bribery. They are trying to bribe the youth into keeping quiet. And some of them, what government is doing, that they will just blacket some of them so that they will keep quiet. Now, and the youths, most of them are university graduates. And because of this ignorance and the short-sightedness on their part and the part of the government, this type of crooked, stupid, and wicked ass is taking place within our in our state. Let me put it that way. Do you know what? If I have my way, and I wrote that will be somebody, either a youth or a lawyer or somebody who will get a group of youths together, they should take the government and the state and the federal government to court. The youth should take the federal government and the state government to court for wasting the life of our youths, for making our turn to armed robbery and other crimes in order to sustain, in order to live. Because they are being forced. The government are doing all these things. Why am I saying this? I am cognizant of the fact that government do not set up industries. We are not talking about that. But the necessary enabling environment has not been created for private investment, both internal and external, to invest so that youth can be, so that job can be created for our youth. Now, look, I can tell you now, even with, I'm in London, I can close my eyes now and tell you locations of at least 20 industrial establishments that is under lock and key because of logistical operations. They cannot keep the factory going because of high cost of diesel, because of high cost of maintenance due to generator spoiling their machine, due to high cost, in fact, only because of power supply. Some of them can open boreholes. Some of them build roads. Because these are one-off. If you build road, it will take quite a long time before the road will spoil, before they can repair. But recurrent expenses like power supply, for how long will you use generating plant, diesel, power a factory that will be producing 12 hours a day or 24 hours a day or even 6-8 hours a day? Now, these are the governors knows what to do. The federal government, they know what to do, but they are criminally avoiding to do these things, making it difficult for our youths to earn decent means of living. Instead, they are being bribed. How can you share money? What is it? Is it need to know money now? Even if you need to know money now, they don't share money. They will buy either food or something and eat it in communal, something that will benefit everybody. Why should you share money to the youth? Where is this money coming from? 500,000 naira is half a million. If you divide it into 1,000, that is 500 people that will get part of it. If you give it 500, that means 1,000 people will benefit from it. How many youth are there in Imo State unemployed? How many will get a share of half a million? For them, half a million is a big money. But break it down. Even if you are giving it to 200 naira, to 200 naira into this, how many people will get it? It will not be enough. Okay, if you give it to them today, are you going to share another one tomorrow? Have they not had the popular saying that me, how to fish, I will fish myself and even help to teach other people how to fish. Don't give me fish. That is what the youth are begging. Don't give me handout. Give me means of earning livelihood. I will take care of myself. I will marry. I will take care of other people. I will take care of my parents. But they are not doing this in forcing people to... we are not justifying any crime. I raise my hands up. Nobody is justifying crime. But let us put ourselves in the position of these youths. In as much as we are not justifying any crime for whatever, gun crime, armed robbery, whatever crime, also, but these are people at the prime of their life, between 20 and 30, 35 years old. What do you want them to do? They need to set up their own family. They need to earn a means of living, but they don't have the opportunity. Government is, they have turned our youth to criminal gangs. We will hold the government responsible. And instead of them to engage in meaningful activities, they are doing something to try to encourage armed robbery, trying to encourage bribery and corruption among the youth. This is very, very immoral. This is wicked. This is heartlessness of the highest order.
Yes, Doctor, thank you very much for that rendition. Well, at least we managed to resolve the issue with the connection. Imo State, you're from Imo State. Let us ask Barrister Mamezu if he's feeling the same thing as well. Because a lot is happening in Imo State. It used to happen in Anambra before. Abia State is even a basket case. Nobody can even go there to discuss it. Why is it that they are finding it necessary to share money to young men instead of finding them meaningful employment? That's what we're discussing this evening. What can we do as a people to make sure we have jobs for our youths, for our younger people? What are we going to do to stop the crime wave sweeping our land, please?
Yes, Director, I heard what Dr. Egemba says. A different spin I have to put on this. is to condemn the Imo State government for at least 50%. And I'll tell you why it's 50%. It is better for them to give the youth the money rather than them sharing it among themselves, which is what they have been doing for a very long time. But what I'll bring this down to is just a sheer low popularity. Remember, the deputy governor of Imo State was recently removed and a new one put in place. So this one is trying to gain what we call cheap popularity. They have a lot of road constructions going on in Imo State, especially in Owerri. I just came back, not up to 2 weeks ago. There are a lot of projects to be handled with money. There are a lot of people who have done their contracts, and the governor is able to pay them. Now, trying to bring some money, which is not even enough to go around the whole Imo State, is a sheer stupidity. There is nothing else anybody can say about this, rather than to say that is an arrant nonsense. That, okay, you give them money, just like Dr. Egemba says, are you going to give them tomorrow? Why not look for something meaningful, something tangible, something realistic for the youth to hang on, rather than giving them 100 naira and so on? Remember, the old governor that was there, Ikiri, was collecting money from this youth. They were paying some 2,000 or 3,000 each to get application form for a job they never saw.
Are you serious?
And that went by the way. And of course, yes, they were, the former government, we are collecting 2,000 to 3,000 naira from the youth before they left office in order to create employment for them. And that went. Now, this one is trying to share money, which in a way, I don't look at it in a condemnation manner, because they could have shared it amongst themselves without anybody knowing. But they are giving it to the youth just to placate them, just to put their minds at ease. But are you doing them any good? Giving them money today that, oh, they will come for more. And whereby you are not able to provide the original one you gave them, this will bring some kind of anarchy. And yes, then you put them into looking for where to steal, and where to rob, and where to cause problems. So it's not a good sign. They will rather look for something to do for the youth rather than giving them peanut money that cannot even buy them anything. So what I'm saying, and the reason why I said I can only condemn them for 50% is most of them there haven't got the knowledge of how to do economics. You always say they belong to the zoological country. And every day you see the examples. Has things like this ever happened although here in the system we have a benefit system, but that is universal. How many per something million cannot go around the whole Imo State? Do you know the number of Imo State citizens there and their youth? The number of youth are even more than the old ones. So giving the peanut money cannot solve no problem. It can only create even further damage and further problems. So they better get up, and whether they have to go and take that money, assuming they haven't given it to them, put it in a very constructive job for the youth. Let me turn to the Uyo students who we are short. This is what we keep preaching every day, Director. Not until we come out of that country called nation called Nigeria, nothing will ever go right. We'll be hearing these things on a daily basis. One day in Imo State, the next day in Uyo State, the next day in Lagos State, the next day in Kwara State, it will be happening until that country is divided. And this is the time. We better buckle up before it goes too wrong.
Thank you very much, Barrister, for that very wonderful rendition. If you're joining us, this is Radio Biafra. The time is coming now slightly to 16 minutes to 8 p.m. here in London. On this day, the 12th of June, in the year of our Lord 2037, Nnamdi Kanu, I have with me, as you've just been hearing from him, Barrister Emma Mezu and also Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. The issue we are covering this evening is relating to unemployment, youth unemployment in Biafra land. What are we going to do as a people to make sure that there is employment for our youth? What can we do to make sure that there is work for our youths to go to, because a lot of terrible things are happening. What are we going to do to ensure that the armed robbery stops? What are we going to do to ensure that these kids wake up in the morning and they have somewhere to go to? They have hope, they have aspiration, they have a future, they have some semblance of understanding of what it means to belong to a society. But nobody knows why this thing is always happening to our people anyway. This conversion, converting us to Hausa people, where we come and they give, we do rankadede and they give us money. Why this is happening, nobody knows. Let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are this evening.
Lord Nnamdi.
Yes.
My name is Obiora Nwoji.
Obiora Nwoji, thank you very much. I can see from here that you are still waiting for a message from us. We've been terribly busy. We do apologize. Yeah. That message will come to you very shortly. We have spoken to our brother in Ireland, and he's one of the contributors, one of the donors for the transmitter, which we can confirm that we have now been able to source. We've seen it. It will be inspected on Saturday. We have been able to find the transmitter. Of course, the money is not complete yet, but we have found the transmitter. Please go ahead. We will give you his number immediately after this program. I can assure you that. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Talking about, I want to say something about the money Governor of Imo State give to youth, and how we are going to make sure that our youth is doing something. Even coming, talking about the money, I'm not even against the money. If they can be able to share money to all the youth in Imo State, there is nothing wrong there. I don't think that peanut will stop them not to build a tangible thing our youth will see, or where our youth will engage in one thing or the other. Because even without what is half a million, how many people, maybe 200 naira or so, or 500.
They were even fighting. They didn't even check. They were fighting.
Because they are expecting to use youth again to rig election. Election is coming. So I think what we will be planning to do, how to organize our youth back home to be prepared for oncoming action. Because all these governors and all these politicians, they are just trying to buy the mind of our youth, so that maybe when we come down over there to talk about what we are going to do, you will see some youth will disagree with
it's
the action.
True. It's true.
So
true.
So we will focus on planning how to organize these youths and try to let youth know that all those things, all those money that are trying to use to buy them, that even if they receive the money, let them prepare themselves, because we are coming. All these things they are doing, what is 500, half a million in Naira? In Europe here, they are giving socials. People are collecting money. And it did not stop government from doing things for the people.
Yes.
So even if they can share both our money, maybe every week they give them 500 or 1,000. That's what we are talking about. Nigeria have the money. So giving them a peanut of half a million, we are talking, why should they? If they use one half a million to build which factory? So building a factory, because every day you see how they are sending money outside the country. So giving our youth a peanut, we are talking about how can they use half a million sharing. Our youth deserve that, more than that. And still, the money is coming. So if we continue talking about what is happening in Nigeria, we will lose focus. It's better we plan how to bring our youth closer to this thing we are doing, so that we will plan well, because we are going to fight them. So that is the side I'm talking, not every day. Maybe we are talking about what is happening in Nigeria. It will continue.
Yeah, but my brother, Obiora, how do you, when people say to you, why do you want to break Nigeria? Why do you want to divide? Why do you want Biafra to be independent? Let's make Nigeria better. If they don't know all these things, because you need to, it's like compiling your evidence against a very corrupt country.
Yeah.
When somebody asks you, why do you want to leave? You give them all these piles of evidence. You say, this is the reason why we want to leave. You know, if you say, if we don't talk about what is happening in Nigeria, people will say, oh, but why do you want to break up the place? Oh, why do you want to leave? Why don't you stay there and make things better? If you tell them every blessed day the reason why we cannot be in the same country with these people, they will begin to appreciate what you're saying. Because there must be a compelling reason why you want to leave. You can't just can't get up and say, oh, but I'm leaving now. You must have a reason for wanting to leave. But I accept your point. Thank you very much, and we'll try and look into it. Thanks for calling. We are very grateful. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Eze. I'm calling from Valencia, Spain.
Valencia, Spain. Go ahead. The world is listening to you.
Yes, I want to contribute talking about what happened in the...
Yes. Hello, we have lost him. We ask you to please call back. We have lost you. Please try and call us back. We are talking about what we are going to do for our youths. What are we going to do for them? What are we going to do to ensure that we have meaningful employment? What are we going to do to ensure that the criminality, the armed robbery, is a thing of the past? We don't want our youths to be engaged in armed robbery. We don't want them to be suffering needlessly. What we want them to do is to be able to have some semblance of decency in their lives. And stealing and armed robbery and giving them 500,000 is not going to solve the problem. Pastor Mambezi, you heard what our brother was saying from Ireland there. Obiora. Pastor Mambezi, are you there? Barrister, are you there? I think we may have lost him. We may have lost him. Our lines are going haywire today. Let us try and take this call. Yes.
Yeah, hello. My line got cut. Off. I'm calling from Valencia, Spain. My name is Ezra.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, what I want to say is concerning the money they shared in real estate, caused some problem. My contribution is that there is not much problem for me. How I see it, there is not much problem when you compare the youth that came or who remain over the youth and this for the youth. This is not a problem. When we are talking about the good news, if they can be able to be sharing the whole money with the youth, it is better. But the issue is that, what government is supposed to do, not only government, we always say government. We, the individuals, our millionaires in Lagos, what are they doing? The governor of Anambra says, build the highest shopping mall in Abuja. Who are the people that is going to work in Abuja? Is it not the outside people? This is the problem we are facing. Our people want to build all their cash flow in outside Igbo land. The moment they start to build in Igbo land, then the people will have job. And if the people don't have job, most of them don't build anything in Igbo land, then the government has to cater for people. If the government care, the government has to cater. Because the individuals, we always say government. But what are we doing, the individuals, the evil people that are living in Lagos, living outside the land? They don't bring in. They don't bring peace in the land. Therefore, keeping the land desolate. And the one people, they want to be peace. There will be no peace until they start to invest in the land. They start to invest. Okay, I had last time that we can't want to build a hospital in Abuja. Build the hospital in Abuja. Why not Kanuma go carry this hospital to his own village so that he can employ people? With the hospital, somebody who is sick can go to Canada, can go to India. So if he build that hospital in his village, anybody who is sick in Nigeria can go to his village and there will be employment. Our youth, our NYC corporate, they can go there and start to work. This is what we are talking, not only government. Individuals this time, this is the problem. Individuals have to start to invest in Igbo land. When they start to invest, the government will do something. It's not every day we talk government.
Yeah,
government can do this all. But we individuals, millionaires, Igbo, where are they? They don't give anything in Igbo land. They only go outside. If somebody wants to invest, you go Lagos. But when you are in school, you are in Igbo state, your father produce you in Igbo state, all the whole money your father used to train in Igbo state was from Igbo state money. But the moment you finish university, you go out of Igbo land. And then you invest. You forget everything of Igbo land. Look at Abba. Abana is nowhere area. No investment, nothing. Igbo land is completely zero. So that is why the youth man is very happy. They are very angry. They can do anything. Because there is nothing for them. Nothing is left out. So the individual has to start to invest in Igbo land. It's not only government. It's the Igbo people, the Biafra people, they have to start to invest in home. When they start to invest in home, then there will be employment. Government does this company. It's the individual that will be company. They make, they say conducive government. What is conducive? What is conducive? What a government can, when the whole people are going to Lagos, everybody is going to Lagos. The only thing they're missing is when there is crisis. Now they remember they have their fatherland. They start to go home. But when there is no crisis, Igbo man don't remember Igbo land again. Muslim man don't remember there is anything that will be at least war. Everybody, look at what is happening in Lagos now. Every Igbo man wants to own a flag, own his own house, so that his village meeting will, they will bring his village meeting in his own flat, in his own house. This is the problem. I have my house. This person having his house don't even have anything in the village, in his own village. So Igbo people will have to start to think home. Moment we start to invest home, building, we see construction everywhere. People will be busy working. Yes. When you walk, everyone will come back to that area.
Can I come in for a minute, please? Let me come in for a minute. What you have said. We must understand how economics works.
Mm-hmm.
There is a... Nigeria does not run what is called a credit system. If I want to build a factory, for instance, if I want to go and rehabilitate a Zinati clay factory, for instance, to produce clay tiles, to do all the wonderful work, you need a lot of money. And you need what is called in economic terms, lines of credit. A bank must underwrite, or somebody somewhere must underwrite the loan to, for you to be able to go and reopen Ezinati. Let us take this thing one after the other, so our listeners can understand. For you to open Ezinati, you would need to build a road leading to the place. That is what is called capital infrastructure. That has to be done by the government. I want people to understand that in every country, don't let people deceive you and say, oh, it's private individuals that build companies. Yes, they look for the lines of credit to build companies, but the main infrastructure surrounding a factory has to be provided by a government. In some instances, the government will underwrite the loan to build that very factory. Nigeria does not have a credit system where you can go to the bank and say, oh, I have this wonderful proposal. I want to start manufacturing light bulbs in Omuahia. I have this. This is my factory. If I make it, this is the profit I'll make. And you have a business manager. Do you have a business manager in banks back home? It's only if you're doing buying and selling, if you're doing trading, if you want to go to China to import used items or fake mobile phones, they give you money to go and import it. They don't invest in what is called, there is something called infrastructural development. No single person can fund that. That is why in the life of each economy, in the life of each country, you go through a phase where politics marries economics. It is called political economy, where politicians will understand the need that the economy has and be able to provide for it. China did it exceedingly well. In China, they built 8 coal-fired power stations every blessed month. That is not being funded from the private sector. That is the mistake. That is the mistake people are making all the time. For you to build a factory equivalent to Golden Guinea Brewers Limited that will employ up to 5,000 people, you are talking about billions upon billions of naira. Where will you get the money from? That is why people don't know what is happening in Nigeria, why we want to be free from Nigeria. As long as you are in Nigeria, the economic dynamics within the country would not allow you to grow or to develop. Obasanjo went into office and created 200 Yoruba billionaires. 200 billionaires. I didn't say millionaires. They created them 200 billionaires. I mean billionaires in foreign currency, not billionaires in Nigerian currency. 200. Now, silently, do you know that in Yoruba land, they are smelting steel in Yoruba land? The rod you used to build your houses. Do you know where they make them from? Secretly, without anybody knowing, they are doing all these things. But because we make so much noise, because we don't understand the interaction between politics and economics, that is why we are floundering. Before Samuel Mbakwe, Dr. Michael Opara understood it very, very well. The Malaysia that our brothers are living in and doing very well, some of them are doing very well, of course, some are in prison, but some are doing very, very well over there. They learned their economics from Eastern Nigeria under Dr. Michael Opara. Mahatma Muhammad came to Omuahia to understand how to own a plant, how to grow a plantation.
Yes.
In Malaysia, they came to Omuahia to study. Michael Opara understood it. Michael Opara was growing the Eastern economy at the rate of 40%, the fastest growing economy in the whole of Africa during his time. Dr. M.I. Yes. Opara. Mbakwe came in and did the same thing. Mbakwe understood that our people are so poor. If you come to Okigwe and say to Okigwe people, go and build a Zinachi factory, where would they get the money from? Mbakwe built all this.
You're right.
If you go to Bissau,
no, see, you are right. Let me say something. You are very much right. I know, but that is the reason Radio Biafra come to life, in order to open our eyes, in order to tell us the truth. Because what am I trying to say? When you look at what is happening in Imo, we want to happen in Biafra land. None of our governor, because of the same mindset of going out of Imo land, that is why a governor will not invest. Okay, there is this power plant that Professor Bartimaj is trying to do in Aba. Long time. This is supposed to be ineffective by now, so that Aba will come up. But until today, what I'm seeing is only in news, this light have not come to life. I don't know what is happening. The same mindset. Somebody will say, I want to be candidate, I want to be governor of this state or that state. With the same mindset of going to Lagos, going to Abuja. How can we stop this mindset? This is the first thing. How can we stop this mindset of Abuja and Lagos? And know that our own state, Igbo land, Biafra land, is first before any other place. With this mindset, then we can go ahead. But if this is the mindset of this Nigeria, that is why, Radio Biafra, you are highly welcome to Lagos to open our eyes and tell us what is really happening. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. I enjoyed that conversation. Let us go and take this call before we go to Barrister Imam Mezu. Please, the caller on Skype, lower your system and speak to us, please. Your name and where you are. Lower your system, please, and speak to us.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
I'm Charles calling from London.
Charles from London. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
I was just listening to the conversation. I must say something to the caller. It's... most of us live outside Nigeria, and we know how the government is working. In Nigeria, we have nothing to write them about. Before I die, I will continue to hold all the past and present governors of the Eastern Nigeria responsible, because they are doing nothing. They are doing basically nothing. You can fool people all the time, but you cannot fool them forever. You just keep fooling them, but a time will come. The messages will come. You are, if you are there in London, if you are in US, if you are in Spain, in Switzerland, in everywhere, if you are the same road that you see in the city, that's the same road you're going to see in the villages. But in our place, it's totally different. The story is different. Somebody awards a contract, they're just fooling themselves. But I believe that the day Biafra will come, then they will realize how the Igbos behave. All of them, we're going to hold them accountable for whatever thing they're doing. My brother is saying people, individuals should come out. Individuals don't have any right to build roads.
That is correct.
They don't have right to build roads. Yes. Roads are meant to build, because they are earning money from the federal government to develop their states.
It's capital infrastructure.
They want to be the richest, but I want to tell them something. They cannot be the richest. None of them can be the richest man on earth. And if they are rich in their pocket, they cannot feed me. They cannot feed you.
That is true.
If they come to Europe, any hospital they attend, that's the same hospital I'm going to attend. If I'm ahead of them, they must stay behind me. They must join the queue.
That is true.
A police officer in Europe does not care who is the governor of Anambra, Abia, or Enugu. He doesn't need to care to know who you are. You must be treated equally. But unfortunately, people, they've forgotten about that. They just come to Europe to come and call. But if I ever see any of them, I'm going to spit on their face. Because they're nothing. Honestly, they are nothing to me. I keep saying that. Because any hotel they're going to stay, I can afford to stay in that hotel. They are nothing. It's only there in Nigeria that they are worth something. When they are sick, they start coming to Europe. Therefore, they have cousins, they have parents, they have uncles that when they are sick, they come to Europe. Why don't they build the same hospital that they see in Europe in their villages?
Of course. Charles, I have a suggestion before you continue. I have a very simple suggestion. My suggestion is this. Of course, we don't make policy on the hoof. This is my own thinking personally. Is that in the new Biafra, every politician from a local councillor to the prime minister of state to the ceremonial president or head of state or whoever he or she may be, will not attend abroad for any medical treatment.
Not at all.
If you cannot attend the nearest hospital, we're not even saying they will take you to... No. If you're sick, you go to the nearest hospital to you. If that hospital cannot treat you, then good luck to you. Then in your next life, you know how to fund a hospital. Because had British people been going outside and taking treatment, they would not have the NHS or the good medical facilities you have in America or in Germany or in France and all over the place. People must understand how to build something to build their own. It is key.
Exactly. In fact, what we are going to do when we start it, we are all intelligent. They are going to sign the day you take office before a campaign. You are going to do manifesto. You must tell us, and then you must sign your death warrant that you're going for life imprisonment should you fail to accomplish within 1 year. And then we must, just like what they have here, you cannot tell me you want to build a road. You have a contract to your friend. Your friend comes and puts sand on the road, and after one year, that person is fooling himself. We are all living in Europe here. The same place. I'm going into your house. I want to, if I'm the Minister of Works or whatever it is, I'm going to take the same road to your house. So I wouldn't want to die. I wouldn't want my brother to die. I wouldn't want my children to die. So why would I make a stupid road that will lead to your house and then make a good road for myself?
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Just that we're just waiting. We're just marking time. By the time we are apart from Nigeria, then all these people, then they will come and they will account for us all that they've been doing. Let them keep doing it. But they must account to us all that they've been doing. You cannot tell me, supposing we have like 50 hospitals, the same quality of treatment to everybody, tell you there's no need going. Why are you going to do it abroad? If you are there, you are just there working. If you live where you are, go to Nigeria. You don't need to say, okay, I'm rushing back to London, I'm rushing back to the US for treatment. You can get the same type of treatment in your own country. But these fools are just busy doing nothing there. But let them know that the day of judgment will come. If not today, it's going to come in the next 20 years.
We don't have 20 years to wait. It is coming sooner than 20 years. I can tell you that. It is called the day of reckoning. There must be a day of reckoning. Even the dog you're staying with is upset. Even the dog is upset. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling. This is Radio Biafra. Is Barrister Emmanuel with us, please?
Yes, Director. I've been listening to what the callers are saying. As I earlier mentioned, this money sharing in Imo State, for me, is not a big deal. If only they could channel all their energies into construction and reconstruction and building of industries. But there is a corner, but three corners away, hit the nail on the head. He says that election is coming very soon. Now, what that is to bribe the youth, so that when they come out, they say, yeah, this is the guy that bought us our own bread. But unfortunately, they will not stay too long with this corrupted government planted from Abuja. As you rightly know, Director, there has not been any sensible governor, senator, ruling any eastern region. There has not been, because they have all been planted from Abuja, Kano, Sokoto, from name wherever you can think of. This is the corrupt regime that can never stop its corruption until the regime is brought down and removed completely. And this is our aim. Our aim is to decimate this particular culture that has destroyed the fabrics of what we want and what we live on. Not until this particular regime is destroyed, we cannot have peace. Nothing will ever go right. I'm always saying, 52 years of fake marriage, what have we ever achieved? It will come on like that until something is done. And that is what we are doing in order to remove the regime that has never benefited anybody. So we have to carry on preaching. We will not cease, we can never relent until this regime is falling and falling completely. Talking about the hospital, even the system in this country supports our people to fly out, to come here and look after themselves. After all, they are not 23. They come here and use the money they spent in their banks. I remember some years ago, I think it was in the 80s, when Nigeria was clamoring about the debts they owe. They want the United Nations or the World Bank to cancel our debts. Thatcher says, Margaret Thatcher, who just died some few months ago, says that 5 Nigerians are enough to pay the whole of Nigerian debt. She said 5 Nigerians only. That's clear.
And she was clear.
That was what Margaret Thatcher said.
And she says if we argue, she will mention them one by one. He said, you don't need to cancel Nigerian debt because they all have money. And those their money are here in our countries and in other countries. So this sharing of 1.something million, whatever, is nothing. They could have shared it amongst themselves, director, without you or I knowing about it. It's not for popularity's sake. They made it in order for the youth to support them for the incoming election. That's what it is. And if they realize that this is the kind of transfer or whatever, they wouldn't even have mentioned it. They will have called a few of your people, give them back the price and give them some money to go to their villages and share the money. They made it obvious. They made it obvious so that you should rally around and vote for them. But this is a vote of bribery. We are not looking up to that. We are looking beyond that because all this corrupt rubbish will be dismantled and removed. Period.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you, man. We'll go to Egemba very shortly, but we have a caller on Skype. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting to the whole world. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Director. My name is Samson Hodge. I'm calling from Italy.
Samson from Italy. The world is listening to your voice this evening. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, yesterday I tried calling in, but because of the busy life jam. But all the same, recently I've been following the development. And virtually all we've been saying, these are facts. But I think we should concentrate like Barrister Imam Mason has just said, that this is just a place of the gallery. We should much more pull our strength or by campaigning further and sensitizing the youth to understand they are to be used as fronts come next election, and what you have all of them as casualty next, and will be suffering, and these same people will go off the seat and even steal this money they gave them triple times. So it will be better that most of them now should rather concentrate their effort to understand that is a change coming, and a very serious change, and that is Biafra. And nothing else. Anything less than Biafra is non-negotiable. Also, you can call the other time, Italy is there. Somebody come from Thailand and tell you that a dog that bat doesn't bite so much.
Mm-hmm.
Italy is there for you, and I promise you, we will give you all that you have been saying, not just to talk on air. And I advise all our brothers around the world who are talking also to look at arguments that can enable us achieve what we want, not to debate and debate, because the problem is obvious. So there's no need. The country already is in anarchy and cataclysm. So it's better we now plan ourselves and organize ourselves so that the new Biafra to come will not take us by surprise. Thank you and God bless you guys. Tell Imam Mezu, I would love to get his number too.
Yes, no problem. He is listening. Thank you very much, Samson, for calling. Barrister Imam Mezu is listening. We'll get his number to you as quickly as possible. Doctor, what do you make of what you've been hearing so far? What is your take on what you have been hearing so far from Imam Mezu, who is from Imo State like you, incidentally? Imam Mezu is from Imo State, as well as Dr. Egemba. What are you making of your state where they now give money to youths and are fighting over it?
I am not surprised because Imo State is part of the Zoological Republic, and which we are trying to emancipate and try to save from total annihilation. There's one point maybe I want to comment on, that is businesses and banks and the granting of credit. I can tell you that banks have this so-called positions you talk about, business development manager, business this,
that.
As a matter of, in fact, obviously, I'm sure that we have listeners from Nigeria. They can concur. What happened that these positions, they are there. Most of them exist in theory, or they exist in practice, but they do not do what they are supposed to do. Okay, by the way, do you know what the interest rate is in Nigeria? try to go and borrow money.
I have no idea.
Try to go and borrow money. I'm doing this challenge so that you know we always try to be as accurate and truthful as possible. I don't have the accurate figure, but it is anything between 15 to 30%. So our listeners in Nigeria, please. If you are listening now, I'm quite sure there are some of you who are doing business. If you have experience of the banking, directly or indirectly, call us and confirm and correct us that the business rate, interest rate in Nigeria ranges anything between 15% to 30% of you if you want to borrow. And it is a very, very short period of time. That is 30 days, 6 months. I don't think it's even up to 1 year. That is the trader mentality, as you have always done. Oh, maybe 500 or 1,000 or 1 million. Can go back to people na port. Back to China, retire, and yeah, to buy within the 1 month. No, this is not line of credit. This is a buying and selling credit. It is not going to add any additional job to our people. It is the because of the buying and the selling attitude. That is why we don't have enough people being employed. Just imagine when a business that worth a million or 2 million or 5 million, and they have means of production, right? They have production line. I can guarantee you that they will employ up to 10 to 20, if not 30 people. But if you are using 5 million to trade, it is only you, two people only. You just place container comes, you clear it, and that's it. Will you be employing people? And the business, the bankers that are supposed to give this line of credit, encourage people to go into business, do feasibility study, stand in for the business people, that they don't. And it is also because of the rotten nature of the economic system we are running. Just as we have pointed, without repeating what we have said before, infrastructure is the role of the government, and it is part of the economy. The banking system is part of the economy. Industrial system, building all this is a part of the economy. And in fact, because of the lack of these facilities, the economy is not growing, because construction of roads and the construction of these infrastructural facilities helps the economy go faster. Because if these infrastructures are in place, industries and private individuals will be encouraged. As I said before, why most of these industries are dying and people are not working is because of the recurrent expenditure. That is the cost of running the factory day in, day out. Constructing an industry is one thing. Anybody can go buy machinery, couple them together, set up an industry, they start producing. Okay, what happens about the day-to-day power supply, gas supply, the utilities? This is where the problem is. As I said before, hundreds, let me not say thousands, I may be exaggerating, but hundreds and hundreds of factories are under lock and key. After commissioning, they produce for a couple of months. They close because they cannot continue to afford the recurrent expenditure, because it is eating deep into their capital, and the banks are not helping. Even banks cannot help. I don't blame them as well, because banks is not in the business of providing infrastructure facilities. Government, they are neglecting their duties, and in that process, they are encouraging crime. In that process, our society is decaying. In that process, we are losing a whole set of generations. In that case, our ladies are not being married because the man who's supposed to marry them do not have the means to maintain them. So what do they do? You see, the fall out of one man's stupidity, government lack of vision. So if you see the multiplication effect, then the effect it will have in the family. A man who's supposed to take two or three people, they don't. Instead of taking, they are relying on their parents, making them to fall into abject poverty. So the multiplication effect is so diverse that some of them, by the way, and our listeners, can you please ask the so-called governors, do they think at all? Do they have human feeling at all? Don't they see what is happening around them? This is we talk about. Does it mean that nobody can call them and say, dead? This is how you do. Do this. You don't need. This is elementary, as you said the other day, factor of production, elementary, what you do in the first year in secondary school in economics. That's all. You don't need to go to Harvard.
Thank you very much, Doctor. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, good evening. This is Ibe calling from Southeast England.
Ibe from Southeast England. Go ahead, please. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have to start by commending you guys for the good jobs you are doing at the studio.
Thank you.
And again, I just heard about the money shared by the deputy governor of Imo State or senator.
Yes.
Ndibo na asi onye hu ihe ojo ya kpo ihe ojo
eziokwu
ihe ojo ya kpo ihe ojo ana m ebe a na ege na anu ma ayima mezu and doctor and the others ana asi at least ka obu kenere part of ihe youth literate that if they had shared the money among themselves who would have known.
I don't agree with that viewpoint anyway.
I totally disagree. Asi m onye kwuru ihe a ya je were mmiri we fi cho onu so na obo ya nwakwuru ya. Why am I saying this? Does it mean that we know that in England, the UK, there's what we call benefit system, unemployment benefit system, youth employment system, job seekers allowance. Okay, this is meant for people who are not employed. What do? They go in and sign on. Remember what I said? They sign on. Mm-hmm. The government uses this for statistics to know when people are highly employed or highly unemployed.
That is correct.
Okay, they use this for statistics. Any day you get a role, any day you will get a job, you stop signing on, and the government would know when the number of unemployed people are going down or rising. Okay, I call that money that young man gave to those people as money for bribery. He bribed those young men. And because there's nothing they could do, because they're after is what, at least money for them to feed. They are looking for money to feed, so they cannot do anything. How shameful is it that someone will rise up and go and what is 500,000, 2,000 pounds? Is it not?
Yes, you ask me what a hotel in Nigeria in the zoo, like Presidential Hotel, for instance, that is only 7 nights in Presidential Hotel.
Okay,
7 nights in a hotel, in a five-star hotel, only 7 nights.
No, look at this. They only told you that there was problems. I suppose, me, I know, because I've experienced it. I know that there must be casualties while trying to share that money. I totally know that. The thing is that most times we refuse to call a spade, instead of a farm implement, man. Why should we be doing this? It is totally wrong, totally wrong. At some point, okay, let me take it from another dimension. If sort of tell someone in Britain today that politicians are sharing money that they give, then they would ask you for what? That is theft, bribery, money for bribery. Okay.
I'll give you an example. The reason why I agree with you, of course. The reason why people come to England, they say, I'm looking for visa to go to Britain. I want to stay in Britain. There is light, there is water. What they forget is that there are sets of discipline that guards this thing. If you don't have that discipline, you can never have running water. Even if you build the most beautiful waterworks, after 2-3 years, it will close and collapse. There are underpinning discipline that makes sure that water is running all the time. I'll give you an example. We were discussing this thing a few years ago. My friend said, oh, if it was the uncle now driving this bus, the London Red bus, he would just go and say, oh, dede, ekele, let me go. Dede, I say, buy a gun and order.
That is it.
All the government to me.
That is it.
But in this country, regardless if it is your dad, your mom driving,
your child, no way.
That money you are paying sustains this very bus. It will make sure that this bus keeps running after this generation is gone. Our people don't understand what is called economic and political discipline. When we are saying we are against evil, people don't understand. If you don't scream and shout, the kite will come and pick the small chick and run away.
the reason why you are against evil in every way is this. I will give you this example now. In this country, there was a Liberal Democrat councillor in Scotland. I remember. They said that what he wrote on a piece of paper and put through letterboxes is not correct. Do you know what they did? They banned him from contesting election. He did not commit any crime. He didn't take any bribe for presenting false information.
Mr. Nnamdi, Mr., you are saying even this. You see, in 2010, two Labour MPs were sent to jail. Why? What happened? That they falsified the election expenses. How much was the election expenses? One was a £2,000 something. The other one was £3,000 something. And that was something. That was why two MPs went to jail. And I tell you, those two men came out of jail in 2012. They will never appear in any public appearance, political anything. They will go and pack their mats and go home. No way, they cannot appear.
Calling them MPs, people won't understand. Please tell us the equivalent of an MP back home, and you tell us the equivalent of £3,000 in Naira, so people understand what we're talking about.
That MPs are senators and the legislators in Nigeria. Those are the MPs, the equivalent. Yeah.
What do you call them?
Legislators, I mean. Okay?
Legislators.
Okay, so £3,000, how much is this? 700,000 Naira. £2,000, 500,000. That was why two men were sentenced to jail and they will never appear in any political gathering again. As soon as they came,
they cannot even get a job. They cannot even get a job without declaring that they are criminals.
They have got a police record, criminal record. They once they come out, they go and start utilizing the one they got. People are saying, man, what does it take, for instance, that a governor goes into office for now and say, no matter how gigantic a project is, no matter how gigantic building a factory is, I know that factory must be completed in 4 years. And you give at least 4,000-5,000 people a job, jobs. No way, no matter how big a project is, that project must be completed under 4 years. But what do we do? Once someone goes in there, he promises jobs. How do they provide the jobs at the end of the day? You go and gather all the people that handled guns for you during election and pay them patrimonies monies at the end of the month and say you've produced, because that is what that is. Man, I'm telling you, there's going to be fire in 2015. That is, if there's any election at all, because the same way PDP, they are packing, sort of equipping themselves more. That is the same way APC is importing a lot of ammunition now, because that is it. A lot of ammunition are going into Nigeria, as I tell you now. It is going to be a total massacre, man. As I'm talking to you now, even the youths that are collecting money from a deputy governor, they don't know how many of them are going to. No, they are eating the money today. Maybe those of them that collected the money, a majority of them are going to die, because they are going to call them, take this gun, snatch any ballot box, which you know that there's no election happens in Nigeria anyway. All those snatching and everything, it is who has a blue, what did they call it? Register vote, something where they register the result. And it is always the governor, the party in power that has it. So if you like, go and vote.
Yes.
If you like, vote. If you don't like, don't vote. They will fill it there. Go and submit it. That is why you can have a local government election in a local, local government elections in all the states in a local government, and no other party will come into it and say we won. No, because the governor will have filled them the names of all the party in power. Okay, we saw what is his name, Abio, the other time, saying that he single-handedly annulled the election of a man that won a senatorial seat election and put another man, because the people from there have not tested any political pollution. That man should be in jail by now for saying that he rigged the election of a man that won an election.
Maybe he'll be the next president of Nigeria. You know, that's what more evil you are, the higher up the ladder you climb. Everything is upside down. Our people don't understand. When Radio Biafra is hammering on people condemning evil, we are saying it because it has a knock-on effect.
I am saying this now, that all the people that have called so far and said that 500,000, that it was a bit share, no, they should go home and wash their mouths with water. because they have committed an abomination. They have supported evil. They are telling me that if they were there, even after listening to Radio Biafra and having contributed so much so far, they would have collected that money. That is what I believe now. They would have collected, taken part in sharing that money. Do you know the number of casualties that must have taken place there? Tell me. So when we come and win an election and start one useless road project, that just like the one that Chimaroke did when he was a governor, the road he constructed in his first year got messed up in the second year of his tenure, and he started it again. Do you know how much that was sunk in that in constructing roads steadily? Because they don't go. There's what we call when you construct roads, there's what we call asphalt. They have grade A, B, C. What these men do is that they go and use grade C, so that same road will continue to be constructed year in, year out, and money being gobbled. They go in, instead of going to get good contractors, they go and go to Pakistanis and Indian construction companies.
We have to take another call, my brother. You have made very valid, very wonderful contribution. We are indebted to you. Maybe you should come to Radio Biafra and help us run a program once in a while. Your views, I agree. Maybe because I agree with you, I'm biased. Let us see what Barrister Mamezu makes of this, because he's the one who is being accused for supporting something that is bad, the sharing of money. But I think it's within context. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister Mamezu, are you there? Barrister Mamezu, are you there? No, he's not. He's not. We have lost him. I wish him to come back. Is Dr. Gemba there?
Yes.
Yeah, you heard what our brother said about anybody wishing to partake in the sharing of money. That person is should review his position. Let's put it mildly.
Quite honestly, our youth, I am very, very fearful of them, you know. At times I say this ignorance. Is it ignorance? When someone, you see a hell, a brimstone, fire burning, brimstone burning, you see it burning, and you know that it is very, very harsh, and it is draining, and you are going, and you're going, and you're going. Don't you know that when you approach, when you put your hand in a very full burning fire, it will burn you? How will you, are you waiting to be told that someone to tell you not to put in your hand, not to jump into fire, that you will be consumed? But at the same time, the real thing is, quite honestly, I'm lost for words, but our youth, just imagine, ask yourself, which one is better? Aviator, Awuechi. Let me live for today and you die tomorrow. Is that what you want? Think about your future. What about the dream you have? How about the wife you say you will marry? How about the number of children you have dreamed about? What happened to them? Now, are you going to allow 500 naira, 1,000 naira, even if 1 million? 1 million naira. How long will it last in the current day Nigeria?
Not very much, I'm afraid. They have bastardized our way of life. Our way of life is no more valid in Nigeria. That is why we are looking for Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, the time has just gone to, say, 28 minutes to 9 o'clock. And we come to you every evening at 7 p.m. Go out and tell your friends that Radio Biafra is on the air every evening. We are asking people to join us on Facebook. Go and add Radio Biafra London. If you log into your Facebook page, type in Radio Biafra London. Ask to join the group. You will be accepted. Once you join the group, as our brother said previously, if you don't know how to add your friends, we will show you how to do that. Begin to add your friends. We want to grow this. We have not for one moment slackened on what we informed our listeners a while ago. The worldwide protest is still going ahead. We are organizing it. Countries are coming forward. Sweden confirmed, was it yesterday? And today we are hoping that Italy and Thailand will be ready very soon. Japan is going to be ready towards the end of the month. Our brother phoned in from Japan. In fact, he's in India. Evans, he phoned in to say that Japan, once he returns to Japan, Japan will be ready and will be prepared to make substantive contributions towards the acquisition of the transmitter. We want to take our message back home to the homes, to the kitchens, to the dining tables, where it is needed, where it matters. The information we are disseminating, the gospel, according to Radio Biafra, will be heard in each and every family. That is what we are agitating for. That is what we want to see happen. We will come to people via satellite. We will come to you via newspaper, free newspaper, we must add. And we will come to you via radio. By whatever means that is necessary, the message of redemption for Biafra will be heard by everybody who wishes to partake in it. Please, Barrister Mamezu, go ahead. What do you make of what you have heard so far? Especially the guarded criticism, I think, that was directed in your own direction.
Yes, Director. Thank you. That our listener, our brother, if you like, seems to have some kind of selective hearing, because I made mention of all the whole arguments in relation to this sharing of money. First of all, I said I condemned it 50%, and I went as far as why I condemned it, and I also went as far as why I did not condemn it outrightly. First, because the governors could have shared this money among themselves and nobody would know about it, which you, Director, also agreed that was correct. I also went further to say that...
Did I agree that?
Yeah, of course you did.
Am I allowed to withdraw it?
No, you're not. It's gone now. Okay. It's gone. I also went further to say that if we have a good benefit system, in fact, I said in this country we have a universal benefit system where everybody is well looked after. I also said that the money they are sharing, how much is it? The population of Imo State, the talkers of the youth, is even more than the money they brought out. If they give them today, are they prepared to give them tomorrow? So while I said all this, that my brother that I just called should have known and heard what I said. And when I talk backing myself with a legal argument, not because I'm talking because of an ordinary person. If you argue something without being objective, your argument is flawless. I cannot see an argument, and I went straight away as I condemned this without weighing the other side of it. This has been my policy, Director. Now, he was telling us about the system in this country, which we all know. The zoological country, Nigeria, hasn't got any system in place in the first place. Now, how is he wishing perfection in a corrupt nation? If you go to the book of Matthew, chapter 9, from 14 to 17, the Pharisees and all the disciples of John the Baptist were asking Jesus Christ, why is it that we, our disciples, fast, but yours do not fast? And Jesus Christ said to them, you cannot have a guest with you and at the same time fast. When the guest is taken away from you, then you will fast. That is one. Then he said to them, you cannot pour a brand new wine into an old wine sack because it will burst. Now, the suggestion of our brother trying to create a new Biafra in a corrupt Nigeria, that cannot work. Just like Jesus Christ says, if you pour an old wine into a new wine sack, it will not stay. Not until we get Biafra, everything shall be new. When I was in London School of Economics studying management, we are told in economics that there is no perfect market. There isn't. And even in this country, there isn't. Those caught in any fraud are able to those who are not caught. Not everybody is caught in whatever act they are doing. But our own is endemic. Nigeria is corrupt from beginning to the end. Here, once they find fault, they will take you to the court, they get you punished, and send you to prison. In Nigeria, we don't face any... Nobody...
Barrister, hold on, please. But from what you're saying, the stance that some of us, not the entire editorial board, must make this very clear, is my own personal view. The hard stance I take against those who are corrupting the name of Biafra and using it to steal begins to find resonance in what you're saying. If you have zero tolerance of evil, believe you me, anything you're doing, you find it very, very easy. Anytime you begin to accommodate one little evil, it's like cancer. It begins to spread. You don't allow, regardless of who you are, our brother mentioned it here, an MP in this country, a member of parliament who is more powerful than even a Nigerian president, went to prison for collecting 700,000 naira. He went to jail. Not that he stole the money. He said, I am claiming this money for my expenses, and they found out that he did not spend that money he was claiming for. That's all. Falsifying his position, and that was it. He went to jail.
Director, wait. One moment, Director.
Go on.
Yes, we are making the same argument. Those who are caught in the act are the ones that are punished. What about those who are not caught? This is what I'm saying. And if you're talking about forgiveness, again, I refer you to Bible, in the book of John. When the woman who was caught in the act was brought to Jesus to condemn him, because the law of Moses says, once you catch somebody in such act, the person requires condemnation. Jesus Christ was asking all of them, he who has not done this should be the first to throw stones. All of them went, and Jesus said to the woman, you go home. I will not condemn you, but sin no more. So what I'm saying is this, there is no perfect market anywhere. It's only that in our own case, ours is rotting from beginning to the end. And you cannot make correction in Biafra land while Nigeria is ruling. This is my argument. Not until Nigeria is gone, any correction made in Biafra land, they will stand. Full stop.
Yes, I to an extent, I agree with you. But what he is saying, I'm tilting towards him in this very matter, because we should not be allowing, even excusing, any act at all of that very nature. At
no time, but Director, you have time, to have...
No, let me finish, please, Barrister. At no time did Mbakwe share any money. At no time did Dr. Mikey Adokpara share any money. Instead, they focused the energies of the people towards creating viable, productive industries that will engage the talent of the youths. Every local government, with the exception of Omwaha, because Omwaha already had Golden Guinea and ceramics, with the exception of Omwaha, every other local government in Imo State felt the effect of good governance brought by our brother Samuel Mbakwe. No one is disputing that. What we are asking today is this. See, this is the reason why, if you look at all these people that have been brought up and schooled in the Nigerian way, as you rightly said yourself, you've answered this many, many times. These people are appointed from the northern part of the country, the zoo itself, from the top hill of the zoo, and brought, they go there, they groom their monkeys, and they bring them down to come and wreak havoc on the people. When the chief chimpanzee is sitting somewhere in Sokoto, in the Sultan of Sokoto, who is the owner of Nigeria, the ruler of Nigeria, the secret ruler of Nigeria. Because we can you believe that when the president of the country, Goodluck Jonathan, goes to go and visit the Sultan of Sokoto, he takes off his shoes and he bows before him?
Yes.
Do you know that? The president of the country will go and bow before the Sokoto Caliphate ruler. Whereas our own chiefs, where we come from, in Biafra land, will be queuing outside his hotel room to see him. And he will tell them, I don't want to see you. But he will go to Sokoto and he will bow before the emir in Sokoto, the Sultan of Sokoto. That tells you the type of... But people must understand that the reason why we want Biafra is because it is a shame you cannot live in this world and pass on and maybe go to heaven, as some of us will go. I don't know for you. I'm going to heaven because I'm a Christian.
I don't know. I don't know where I'm going.
God. I wouldn't just say I'm a Christian. I believe in God. They ask you, what did you do? You say, no, that some people, some cattle rearers from the north didn't allow me. And what do you think they would do to you? They put you in purgatory immediately. A cattle rearer driving cattle stopped you from being free.
But Director, please, one moment. Before you take another caller, we have to see things objectively. We cannot see the world as black and white. We have to see the world we live in as it is. There are areas, for example, you said that Mbakwe did not share no money. Quite agreed. But even if you share, would you know?
Yes.
As I said earlier,
yes.
One minute, Director. As I said earlier, had it been that this particular incident of reporting the amount of money they are sharing with the youths, would we have known? The answer is no.
Yes, we would know.
The reason why, I don't know how you have known.
I will tell you how we would have known. When they were sharing their money, when Adisa Akinloye was holding a party as the MPN chairman, importing the finest champagne from France with his name on the label, even as a secondary school pupil or student or whatever they call it, I knew. You knew
because it was a party.
No,
it was a party.
I'm coming. I'm saying, by their fruits ye shall know them. What is a monkey in a zoo as ugly as Adisa Akinloye doing importing champagne from the Rennes region in France? What's he doing importing champagne? Who is he?
Yeah, we're popping champagne, yeah.
Popping champagne, who is he? Does he know what champagne is?
Suppose they're drinking it in the...
People are dying and you're popping champagne in a party as a politician.
One
type of human being.
One minute, director. Suppose they did not pop the champagne, you wouldn't have known. Remember, I mentioned to you that the old regime, we are collecting 3,000 naira from the youth in order to create employment for them, which never happened. And for you, it was new. But there are a lot of things that happen on that we don't even come to know about.
But you are a man of law, barrister. You don't make those assumptions in law. If you are caught stealing, there is no way a judge can say, oh, let us remember those who are stealing elsewhere and nobody's catching them. You pass sentence and judgment on what is right there before you. What you don't know, where we come from, do not kill you. That is what we say where we come from. Anything you don't know, if you don't know about something, is not going to kill you. But what we must focus our minds and our attention on is this. How do we begin to... Are we going to wait for Biafra to come before we think about providing some sort of meaningful employment for our youth? Are we going to wait? Or is there...
Director, please wait. You and I are not there. Who are going to do it without a new regime? The one we are talking about are corrupt from beginning to... We just said it. That is the Sultan of Sokoto's regime. Would he create employment for you? The answer is no. Not until we get our new Biafra, nothing will ever be realistic in that geological country you call Nigeria. As simple as that. Okay. We can talk about it from here to tomorrow. Until we get Biafra, which is what we need to speedily get in order to arrange ourselves again.
Okay, I am beginning to buy some of your argument, of course. Not the main one. I think our brother Eva is still leading on the other one. On this other part, yes, I can go with you.
But you're my man.
Yes, Ibe is still leading. Let us see if Dr. Egemba agrees. Hello, Dr. Egemba, are you there with us?
Yes, Enande.
Yes, I don't know between our brother Ibe, myself, who is sitting in the middle, and Barrister Mamezu, who on which side you're erring at the moment.
I will err on the side of objectivity, which is there is some element in both arguments. I must be honest because my system... I don't know what's happening, still playing up, but I didn't quite catch what the other guy said. But one thing I can say
let me recap. Anybody who supports the position of sharing money to youths, that person...
Any concept, idea, anybody who is supporting, even remotely, doing something that resembles something that can be regarded as sharing money, the person is stupid and cannot be supported. Now, if Mbappe and Michael Opara, as we have always referred to them, if they had shared money during their time, will you have presidential hotel in Port Harcourt and in MED? If they shared money during their time, will you have in Kalaku Cement and Golden Green Blue with the Supermaya? If Mbappe was sharing money, will you have 21 functioning industries in the former 21 local government of Imo State? Some of them are so most of them have been sold off by this criminal called the governors. Some of them, those that cannot be sold. So, because of the foresight of some of the citizens, including my own people, who they say who put a legal injunction on the paint and resins factory in Impogu, in Imbise, it is still there today. We will grow on grass. We will come back to that. How about the territory business in Africa? It is still there, but it has not been. What about the resin matter, which me and you will tried and fail to take it over, to lease it, to bring it back to production, to employ people? What happens to them? You cannot share. Sharing money is like taking someone to lunch. You become hungry again. For how long are you going to take me out for lunch? Every day? 2 times a day? Throughout the days of my life? Why not create me? Give me employment. Let me be working and be earning my own. Then I will be get out of your back. Take me for lunch. One day, take me for lunch. Anyway, I will be demeaning myself. It is not Igbo-like. It is not the different way of doing things. So sharing money is a lazy man's attitude to solving a problem. It is not even solving a problem. What are you sharing for?
It is making it worse. Let us take this call. Let's try and take this call, please. Let us take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are.
My name is Henry Edgar. I'm calling from Liverpool.
Henry from Liverpool. Go ahead. The world is listening.
The issue, I want to say something about the issue of money of the governor gave the youth in Imo State to share. And again, another one about the unemployment and how we are going to create a job and everything.
Yes.
And what I want to say on this issue is that because the Biafra actualization we are looking for, we don't know how long it's going to take us to the court. Based on the election that Nigeria is still doing, my own suggestion is that the Biafran people that are looking for the Biafrans, to looking for the actualization of Biafra, we should also form a party in every Biafran state and make sure that our own people, if we can sponsor our own people to be in the government, like someone that the interest of the Biafra is own interest, if we can support the person to push the person to be in the Imo State government house in Anambra State, in the Benin State, in all the Biafran land, even though the senators, then why we are still working towards the Biafran actualization, since we are taking the court process. But if we say that we will not participate in Nigerian politics and those criminals will still be there, I think it's going to take us a long time. Because they're gonna still give the youth money, and some people are hungry. You cannot see somebody that is hungry, and somebody bring food to him, and he says he's not gonna eat.
He's gonna
take the money and eat.
He will eat. Yes, he will eat. Yeah, that's true. He will eat.
So, pardon?
Yes, I said he is. If you give somebody money, he will. He will eat. If people are hungry.
Yeah, he will eat. So, because the issue is that there are some things that I don't want to say on the air here. Based on security issue, when I'm in Nigeria, I work with most of the politicians, and I work close to the police as well. So I will myself probably in some days or in weeks I will come to London, and there are some things that I would like to say. It's not on the air here. Based on the security issue and other things.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, so on this issue, I think the best thing we will do while we are still going through the court is to get ourselves held together and form our own party and let all the Biafrans know that this is a party for the Biafrans. Then we will push the person, whosoever we're going to bring up in every state, and say this person is going to contest for the governor of Imo State or governor of Anambra State. Will support the person and the senators and the House of Representatives in every of the Biafran land, and we'll start from there. And while our matter is still in the court, but if we just okay, let's focus only on the court and let the governors, whosoever like, be the governor or be the senator or be the representative, they're still gonna push us back. They're still gonna split us, because a lot of people don't have a job. A lot of people are hungry. So if they give them money, they're gonna take it. That's the real truth about everything.
That what you're saying is correct, but we must also correct one assumption. Even if you elect a genuine Biafran as the Imo State governor, for instance,
yeah,
you still need to for you to develop Imo State.
the paltry 38 billion allocation they get them every month is not even going to be enough to pay teachers, talk less of developing anywhere. That is the problem. Even if you want to say rehabilitate or revive any industry for that matter, you need lines of credit, which nobody will give you because the credit rating for the country is very, very poor. Even if you put a Biafran in there at the government house and you ask them, oh, please try and get things sorted, you're still going to import all your stuff from Lagos. Port Harcourt Seaport is not open. Calabar Seaport is not open. All it takes is one stroke of the pen from one Yusuf Mohammed. The container will be seized in the port, containing all the equipment. Do you know how many containers of seized goods you have at the port? Did you not hear that our brother sent books back home worth over £1 million, donated to the state government, and it crumbled. It decayed and crumbled and were eaten up by termites in Lagos. This is what happens. It was a political decision that stopped us from importing okpologo into the country, stockfish. It was a political decision that took away Okreka market from Aba, second-hand clothing, and took it to Kaduna. Yeah. All these things are political decisions. If you don't get the politics right, the economy cannot survive. It cannot be sustained for a long time. All it will take for them is one single person to make a law in Abuja and everything crumbles. And people will get so disillusioned, they will say, I'm going to be Biafra, eating and not teaching. And we'll then taint ourselves with the same brush. What we must make very clear is this. We must be asking ourselves very serious questions. When all the mobile phone licenses were auctioned off, people that say that Igbo people are so rich, they can come and invest. Why do we not have not one single telecommunication company? Not one. Both MTN is majority of the shareholders are Yoruba people with their South African co-conspirators. Glo is owned by a Yoruba person. Every notable, all the sectors of the economy where people basically have the license to mint money are all owned by non-Igbo people. What we do is buying and selling. It is called trading. Commerce, not economics. Commerce is buying and selling. That is what we do. I'm not saying it is wrong. It is not wrong. If that's the only thing for you to do to survive, then so be it. But we must look at what is called real economics. The type of economics that were practiced by only two people have done it in our history. Let us not be under any illusion. Only two men in the history, in the modern history of our people, have served us diligently. Dr. Michael Okpara and Samuel Bakwe, no other person. No other person apart from those two. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. I don't know if Barrister Mamezu is in agreement with me that only Dr. M.I. Okpara.
Yes, Director, I'm here.
And have done something before for us. Only those two people.
Okay. Are you there?
Yes, go ahead, please. Only those two people have done something for us. Please go ahead.
Anyway. You see, our caller, who just finished now, can you see the analysis he was giving you about how to get a Biafra running before the actual Biafra comes in, which is impracticable, and you've given him the answers. That was exactly why I quoted John 9:14-17. You cannot get a clean Biafra into a corrupted Nigeria. It will never work. We have to go and look for Biafra so that we punch those who have destroyed the fabric of our living out of that particular area. Make them redundant. Remember, when a military man takes into a position or had a crew, removed all the pieces and pieces around him, he will select those that will sing his song. And those who are not able, he will retire them. So when we get into Biafra, those who believe in Biafra, those who know the Biafra sanctity are those who will remain in it. You cannot have a mixture within the clean Biafra and the corrupted Nigeria. So that, my brother, brought a very good idea, but it's not workable. What we are looking for is a realistic option that will lead us into the nation that we once had without any blemish. We had a nation before whereby our economy was flourishing, whereby agriculture was, we don't need to import food from nowhere. But all those errors are gone. Now we are looking for a new regime. And this new regime cannot include Nigeria or Biafra operating within Nigeria. It will not work. And for what Dr. Egemba says about what my other caller was arguing about. Dr. Egemba, you have to be very careful. You don't say everybody or anybody is stupid on air. You don't do that. Argument is meant to be balanced. If you are saying A, tell me your reasons for saying A, and then I'll say B and give you reasons for saying B. Don't select a person and say the person is talking stupid. Please don't say something like that again on air. I'm advising you. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. The advice is taken. I don't know if we can continue because we have now come to very close to 9 p.m. and we are bringing today's proceedings to an end. Barrister, that was my line, isn't it? To moderate. Were you moderating for me?
You are the one moderating.
Uh-huh, exactly. That was my line. Anyway, we debate very robustly. I think it's...
all the time, yes.
It's how we debate. If people see us debating, sometimes they want to call the police. I think we've been captured, and they called the police. They said there are.
But these are the editorials. Yeah, these are the editorials.
There are black people trying to fight over there, and the police came and we started laughing at them. We said, no, that's how we debate. We debate very robustly.
Yes. Passionately, yes.
Very, very passionately, because we believe in what we are doing, and God is our guide and our witness. You have quoted the Bible this evening about 4 times. That is to show them that we have every angle covered. If they come with spiritual warfare, we are there. They come in carnal warfare, we are also there. Anyhow they give it to us, we will give it back to them tenfold.
Yesterday you were preaching biology. Director, yesterday you were telling them biology. Retina and how AIDS can get into. Somebody was asking me, are you a medical doctor? I said, Director, it's everything.
We are blessed. We spent 23 years studying before we commenced the study for Biafra. Anyhow they come against us, we will come against them. Thank you very much. I'll take that as your closing remark for the evening. I will go to Dr. Please, can you say goodbye to our listeners, please, at least? Barrister. Oh, we have lost him.
Before I say goodbye,
Dr. Egemba, yes.
Barrister Messi said, I'm not going back to our debate. I did not, the word is stupid I use. It wasn't to the caller. It was, I said, remember I was saying it in connection with the people sharing money.
That is correct.
I said sharing money is a stupid way of doing things.
Of course.
I didn't say our so-called, it wasn't in relation to any politician, and I repeat it, and I will stand by it. Any politician who is adopting the method of sharing money to people, that
good.
Person is absolutely stupid.
Not
and I will, if I see the person doing it, I will tell the person in his presence that he is very, very stupid. Because what he's doing is trying to incriminate and trying to introduce bad eggs to people. So that is amazing. That is a clarification for that. And I obviously, there's no way I will say to use that word, which is derogatory to any of our listeners, talk less of our callers who spend their time and money to call us. So
I hope no one understood
that I'm referring to our callers, but to any politicians who want to adopt any stupid way of trying to win or to criminalize people, they are very, very stupid. So on that note, I thank you all for your time, for listening to us, for finding the time to phone in. Please do same again tomorrow, listening to us, phoning in, telling your friends about Radio Biafra, and those who have not done so, please bring in your friends, and your friends, the friends of your friends, encourage them to introduce their friends to listen to Radio Biafra, and to be our friend and like in our Facebook page. Thank you very much, and God bless.
Thank you very much, Dr. Egemba. That was my line. Of course, I understood all you said. Sometimes that is what happens when wires are crossed. But all the same, we are Biafrans. We debate very robustly. In the new Biafra, it is going to be a parliamentary system where it will be adversarial, it will be gladiatorial. We will do everything we can to win the argument within the rules of the game, of course, because we want superior argument to prevail. We don't want daft ideas to come out, and the only way you can get purity is by putting it under immense pressure. That is why before you become the president of America, they will ask you, can you handle the pressure? We want a Biafra full brimming with intelligent people,
asking very probing questions and receiving intelligent answers as well. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. Thank you very much for joining us today. We'll be back again 7 p.m. tomorrow. Please don't miss it. Whatever you are doing, tell your friends, tell your family, even tell our enemies to listen to Radio Biafra. You can get us at www.radiobiafra.co. Good evening, and please, please, whatever you do, may God continue to bless you. Good night.
I ain't no one kind of rubber. I ain't job of Funachuku. I ain't a looking in on Sondo. Well, Lota, much book a lion over. I ain't well enough for me, we're building Udo Nandoqua.
Oh, no.